There we go. And I sort of thought I'd play that. Oh, good morning. It's Nick from Nick's Naked. So I was not here yesterday. I'm back on air today. So, I thought I'd do that because it's coming up in the next few days. There's plenty of rain. We have special guests which flit through from time to time. And this morning we have Brock Bevan. Now, I'm going to sort of cheat a little bit, Brock. Did I see a clip on Facebook where you're in a cafe talking about your group? Was there one? Did I see that, or am I imagining it?
No, you've definitely seen it, mate. You would have seen it on maybe more than one occasion. So
yeah.
Done a lot of interviews in the cafe.
Yeah. Was it Lulu's, I think?
Lulu's, that's correct, yeah.
There you go, mate. I've got a memory.
Yeah, mate, yeah. That was part of the documentary they did about the Rockingham Penguins, so.
Oh, was it? Yeah. So, Brock, there I am, just getting straight into what we're going to talk about. So, what are we about here, Brock?
Well, the Rockingham Penguins is a early morning swim group. We jump off the jetty at 6 o'clock every morning, so... Yeah, that's basically what we do.
It was a newspaper article a day or two ago. When you said how many members you had doing it, because I tell you what, some of the articles said, the secret is take short breaths because it's cold.
It is cold.
I don't know what paper that was in. I don't know, was it Perth Now? Perth Now, I think.
Yeah, Perth Now. We've been in Perth Now, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know how old it was, but...
Yeah, that was a year and a half ago now, I suppose, yeah.
And I just republished it, I'd assume.
Maybe,
then.
Yeah.
Because I only saw it this week.
I've seen a lot of things getting reposted a lot lately, so yeah, coming up about it. So the word's getting out.
Yeah. Good. So what sort of age groups do you get there, bro?
We have kids coming down that are 7 months old in summertime, you know, and then it goes up to... I think we've had an 84-year-old jump in the water with us, so it's a massive, diverse group, you know, of all ages, and yeah, so it's pretty impressive.
I did read that on this article that I think it was said, Brock, and I'm just what I read in the article, that you try and cut your mind off from the coldness.
Yeah, well, the hardest bit about doing what we do is getting out of in the morning. Honestly, getting out of your warm bed to walk down the beach. Once you're up, it's the mindset, you're into it. And once you hit that water, it's, you know, the body has the flight or flight mode, you know. Like, you hit the water, you're in there for a minute, your body takes over. It says, I'm fine. And you get out of the water feeling like $1 million. So, yeah.
So that's how long it takes your body to adjust, you'd say?
Everyone's different, yeah. Mine takes about a minute to say, what are you doing? Get out. And after about a minute, your body just says, I'm all right, let's do this. And we stand there for 10 minutes, so.
I'm just saying, you stay there for 10 minutes, which is, you know, when you think about it, 10 minutes is a long time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it is, yeah.
So do you exercise or just chat or what happens there, Bevan?
There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of talk going on, mate. We're very social groups, a lot of chat. And have a lot of laughter in the morning. So first thing in the morning, you're down the beach, you jump in the water. You're having a laugh. You're starting your day off right, just talking to people. And, if anything you've got going on, if you want to have a chat to someone, have a chat. It's just the mental health benefits are amazing. So,
yeah, that's interesting with all the talk, and it's justifiable about mental health. How do you think it benefits people?
The way I look at it, like the way I started it, like, I jumped in the water, had so much going on after COVID. A lot of people had a lot of things going on, you know. So I decided one day I was going to go for a swim to make myself feel better. And I did. And so when I look at it, it didn't change anything that was going on in my life. It just helped me think about stuff more and plan my day and give you that, you know. Yeah, you know, it's hard to explain. It's just you have that euphoric feeling, I suppose. You get out of the water, you feel like $1 million. You just feel on top of the world and you could do anything. So your body and your mind gets in sync and you get on with your day.
In another life, I'm just asking if the euphoria, for want of a better word, is similar. Back in the day, I used to hate running, but I would run every day.
Okay.
And it was absolutely... I really didn't want to do it.
Yep.
But the feeling after you've done the run...
100%,
is you've, euphoric. You think, I feel great. Is that a similar sort of feeling?
Yeah, 100%, mate. The thing is, you know, the thought of going for that run, you know, the same as jumping in the ocean, like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah, this exactly.
And then you do it and you drive it home. It's just like, you know, got the music cranked up, you're singing along, you get off and go and have a good day at work, you know, or whatever you're doing.
And is it dark at that time of the morning?
At the moment it is, yeah. So the sun's coming up just before 7 now, so we jump at 6. So it's dark, but we've got lights on the jetty. So, and where we jump off, look, it's about 2.5 metres deep. And then you step to your right in towards the shore, and it within a metre and a half, it's like up to your waist, you know. It's a really good spot to do it. It's like a pool. So it's not deep, but it's really good.
And are the numbers increasing, or they pretty much stay the same, or it comes and goes?
Summertime, it's massive. Get caught, yeah, we could get up to 100 people on a Saturday.
No.
Yeah, we've had over 100. Australia Day this year, we had 180. Our best Australia Day was 275.
Jeez.
So, yeah, the word gets out there, and we have a big barbecue in the beach, and one of the local gyms sponsors that for us, Fitstop. So they sponsor put the barbecue on for the, you know, 200 people that come down. So it's good getting out in the community in that regard. But winter now, we've got three groups. So we have a 5:30 group, we have a 6 o'clock group, and an 8 o'clock group.
Oh, okay.
And the stalwarts are there now. So, I mean, but mind saying that, last year we had probably 7 or 8. This morning I looked and there was, you know, probably 15 of us. So the numbers are increasing every year, yeah.
It's a fair question. Why do you think numbers are increasing? What do you think that is?
The way our group's based, it's a very social group, and it's on a lot of social platforms now, so the word's getting out there by that way, you know, how friendly and how diverse we are. So I think a lot of people are coming down just for the camaraderie to start with, and then realising that they're actually enjoying the water. So, yeah, it's, like I said, it's not for everybody, and I've always said that. But that's
whether we talk about running or this is that. That's the thing, isn't it? Like, something, well, I'm never going to do that. But other people, oh, gee, that sounds interesting. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people say that, I'm not coming down there ever, and then they've come down for some reason, and then they haven't left.
Yeah.
You know, they've had it set in their minds, no, it's not for me, but then all of a sudden they've done it and realised how good it was.
And so, I think that's what happens, isn't it, with these things? You have a preconceived idea. Like, I'm only sort of, you know, if you go into a pool at your local gym or wherever they have pools, and you think, oh, gee, that's cold. And then somebody says, just imagine jumping in the sea. You go, oh, I couldn't do that. Yeah. But I think...
Yeah, it's a mindset. It really is.
Yeah.
But once you get into it and do it, like you're saying with your running, it's just once you get out and do it, and do it, and keep doing it, you get better at it, and you enjoy it, I suppose. So
that's it, and the after benefits I 100%. Always found, you know.
Yep.
So do you, afterwards, do any of you go for a coffee?
Yeah,
or
we
anything?
All go for a coffee. So the group's got so big now, we're all different coffee shops and stuff.
Oh,
like
really?
Yeah, I mean, so many friendships have been formed just because of this, you know. So we've had a lot of people who were quite lonely, didn't know any people. So they've used that as their excuse not to come down. They've come down, met some great friends, and now they've got lifelong friendships, so built off it. So
and then the things that you don't think of, isn't it? When you start off, think, oh, it's going to be cold, blah, blah, blah. But like you say, once you do it, you're going to chat to a person next to you generally. Yeah. And that's right. And so the benefits are not only for your mind, but also for your mental health.
100%. Like mental health is the big one. You know, it makes you feel better physically, but then the whole aspect of the Rockingham Penguins is getting together, having a chat, having a laugh. We go and do big social events together, you know, and so it's good fun.
Yeah. So are you the contact point?
I am. We have a social crew that helps organise all the social events. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, we're getting, we have a meeting every month and we plan our next kind of social events and get the money together for them. So we're all self-funded. We don't get any money from anyone. So we make T-shirts and stuff and sell them, and any of the profit goes back into our social events. So
okay. So you've got to, I've noticed your win sheet there. Rockingham Penguins.
Yeah, so I just sell it to, or I just make it on demand for the Rockingham Penguins. So
So is there a link between you and the Rockingham Penguins?
Yeah.
You know, like...
The actual Penguins?
Basically.
Well, that's the reason we called them the Rockingham Penguins, because we wanted something iconic to the area.
Of course.
And we're sitting in the Lulu's Cafe, and we're thinking, what are we going to call ourselves? And a garbo truck went past with a penguin on it. The Rockingham Emblem. So he said, that's it, Rockingham Penguins. Oh. So there you go. Pretty simple.
Oh, no, that's it. I mean, sometimes the best things are simple, aren't they? Aren't they? So you jump every day?
Every day, yeah. Someone will be there every day, yes.
And for, I was right, 5:30?
A 5:30 dip, a 6 o'clock dip, and a 8 o'clock dip. On a Saturday, we all come together and jump at 6. So we all try and bring everyone back together and get the big crew together, which is good.
So that's every day of the week.
Yeah.
Do you have people who go every day of the week?
Every day, yeah. I usually go it was a bit crook last week, so I had a week off. So, but yeah, you try to get down there every day, so it's great.
And health benefits, apart from the mental health, are the health benefits good, Brock?
We've had quite a few people come down with different physical injuries, you know, sore back, lots of different things like that, you know. We have a lot of the crew just walk up and down the water, strengthen their legs and stuff like that. So, look, there is a lot of physical benefits as well as mental benefits as well.
So you do it from the jetty near the cafe strip?
The Yacht Club jetty, yeah. Vale Street jetty.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The little one. Yep. Yeah.
Is there many other people there that time of the morning?
There's a few fishermen. A few colourful characters sometimes, but...
I bet you there is. So if people out there want to, do it, or B, they need to know a little bit more information. Yep. I mean, you told me when you're going to jump and that, but just generally, and you've told me how long, generally, if people say, oh, look, I'm not too sure, or I'm not exactly where it is, or whatever, how do they go about furthering their inquiry?
They can jump onto Facebook and look at our Facebook page. We've got 2,500 people on there now. So
2,500?
Yeah, so it's pretty... that's a good way of doing it.
And that would be Rockingham...
Rockingham Penguins, that's what it
is. Is your Facebook?
And we have all the socials. We've got the TikTok and we've got the Instagram and stuff like that. So, yeah, look, if anyone wants to send us a message on one of those, we'll get back to them for sure.
Yeah, I remember writing off to you and you did get back to me. Yeah. So, that's sort of proof to me. I mean, but it's a great thing. I don't see personally any downside to it, you know.
Well, there's not. It's a free event. You can come down. It doesn't cost you a cent. And there's not too much you can do these days. It's free, you know. So.
How's that? I mean, isn't that the truth? Like, and I'm not. You mentioned you were sponsored, which is great. You know, but, you know, if you decide to join a gym, any gym, I'm picking figures off the top of my head, but you're probably going to be up for $500 a year.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, and they're great gyms, so I'm not, you know, but like you say, to actually be able to do something, there's no fees at all.
No, just come down. Come down just before the times I said. There's always someone there, and... Someone will always talk to you. A very friendly bunch of people, so yeah.
Oh, well, I might... Oh, no, I shouldn't make false promises, Brock.
You wouldn't be the first one, mate.
So thanks very much for sharing about Rockingham Penguins and what you do. And I think it's a great idea. I'm a bit too scared, to be honest with you.
Fair enough, mate.
Not scared. Actually, it's not the right word. They're scared. Apprehensive is
that's
a better
enough,
word.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
You have every right to be, mate. That's
I know. But in there, I sort of think, oh, gee, I should try. Maybe I should try it once, shouldn't I? Well,
try it in summertime, mate. it's probably a good time to start in summertime. It's a bit cold in that now, but summertime, you know, if you start in summer, you can build up through into the winter if you want to.
Does your body, there we go, just it a does. Rant before. Your body does adjust.
If you do it every day, your body doesn't. It realises that, but if you start straight away in winter, you're not coming back. It's cold, but it's good.
All right, well, thanks again, Brock, thanks for popping in and sharing about Rockingham Penguins, and I hope people out there get down and, dare I say, have a dip.
Thank you very much, Nick. Cheers.
Thank you.